Understand your purposeful existence, realizing you are part of a greater plan. Feel the imminence of God, His constant presence guiding and supporting you. Get ready to unlock your full potential and live a life of abundance. Join us online on Sunday mornings at 7:30 a.m. on the RMI Facebook page or on YouTube, Instagram, or on our website at restoredministriesint.org. Get ready for powerful and anointed teachings.
Good morning, good morning, good morning. Wake up, wake up, wake up. Come on now. This is, we are in, we are here.
Well, amen. Good morning to our RMI family. We are blessed to be here this morning. This is the first Sunday of November, and we're excited about all of the great possibilities as we enter into a new dispensation, a new season with the Father. We already know that we are in a new year, according to God's calendar, and we are preparing for a new year according to man's calendar or the Gregorian calendar. So we're excited. We're about to enter into a new presidency. Whoever that may be, we want to make sure that we are constantly praying for the will of the Father, right? And that regardless of who wins, God is still God. He is still sovereign. And so even those that may be dealing with some anxiety and fear and what have you, cast all your cares upon Him because He cares for you. And He's a sovereign God. Right. And so whatever the outcome, we know that God is God and above Him, there is none other. And so we just bless the Father this morning. We're excited about the possibilities. Amen. The possibilities. What is it that you want? One of the things that I'm always teaching that it is so imperative, as it says in Job chapter 22, verse 28, you will also, and this is the Amplified version, you will also decide and decree a thing and it will be established for you. And the light of God's favor will shine upon your ways. That scripture then dictates and tells me that I have the power. God has given me the power. God has given me the decision ability to cry out and to decide on the things that I want, right? Because I have the divine power, the ability, and the equipment within to go forth, to be, to do, and to have all the good, have all the God that I desire. So God then empowers us when we make a decision, when we decide what it is that we want. What is it that you want this day? Right? It's not, oh, I'll be satisfied anyway. God blesses me. That is absolutely not scriptural. God is saying, daughter, son, what do you desire of me? You will decide and decree, stand in authority on that thing that you've decided that you know that God is destined for you to have. And when you make that decision, and you decree that thing is established. It is submitted in you. And then what does God do? He comes in and He slathers, and I'm using that word, slathers, and just slathers His favor all upon it, giving you the victory and the glory. So we just want to go ahead and just thank God for what He is doing. And so this morning, as we begin to affirm and declare and decree God's word right here, and God's promise, and we make a decision on the things that we believe Father is saying that we have right here and right now. We're only going to feed our mind good thoughts. We won't waste our mind's time on idle thoughts. We're only going to let good thoughts in our mind, because then only good things will happen to us. We will let only good words come out of our mouth, because what we say is what we get. We can decide what we want. We will decide what we want. I want you to say, I will get what I want.
I will get what I want.
Thank you, God in me.
Thank you, God in me.
Hallelujah. And so we are defining and declaring God in us is our answer right now. We are decreeing and declaring God in me is my all, as my completeness. I am defining and declaring God in me as my what? As my health and my happiness. I am defining God and defining and declaring God in me is love. The love of God in my heart brings me together with all the right people for every right purpose. I am defining and declaring God in me as my success and prosperity. Hallelujah. Understand, people of God, success is not just something that drops out of the heaven, but we have to be intentional and purposeful. And so it first starts with you defining and declaring that God in you is your success. I am already successful. It's not a matter of I'm going to be. I'm already that thing. I have made that decision in my mind that I am successful. I am successful. I am good health, happiness, love, success, prosperity, and infinite money. My life is running over with success, prosperity, and abundance of money to enjoy and share. Thank you, God in me. I see myself as God sees me. I see myself as the divine expression of the God presence within me. God in me is my everything, and I don't have to worry about anything. This is the truth of me. I program my life for all the good that I desire. God in me is my health. I reject all appearances of disease. This healthy thought about me keeps me full of vim, vigor, and vitality. I program my life for success and prosperity, knowing that my destiny depends on how I program my mind. Understand that, knowing that your destiny, the will of God for your life, depends on how you program your mind. What are you putting in your mind? What thoughts are you holding on to? You understand that we get 60 to 90,000 thoughts a day. And we have the choice of what thoughts I'm going to marinate on. What thoughts am I going to program? I'm going to keep. So understand that you, your destiny, your purpose depends on how you program your mind, how you think. It's not the devil. It's you. What are you meditating on? What are you programming your mind? So we're going to decree and declare, I consciously program my mind for what? Health, happiness, love, success, prosperity, and infinite money. We're going to say that one two more times. I consciously program my mind for health, happiness, love, success, prosperity, and infinite money. I consciously program my mind for health, happiness, love, success, prosperity, and money. I program my mind for all the God, for all the good that God is. Thank you, God, in me. Right here and right now, I open my mind to all the great possibilities within me. Right here and right now, we open our minds to all the great possibilities that are within us, that are within me. Through the presence of God in me, all things are possible. The mind of God in me gives me great ideas which prosper me and make me successful. The mind of God in me is always giving me new and better ideas for making money.
I see myself with the abundance of money in my hands, in my pocketbook, in my bank accounts. Through the presence of God in me, I know it's possible to enjoy all the riches of heaven or all the riches of life. What are the riches of life? Health, happiness, love, success, prosperity, and infinite money. I'm going to say that again. What are the riches of life? Health, happiness, love, success, prosperity, and infinite money. I'm going to say it one more time. What are the riches of life? Health, happiness, love, success, prosperity, and infinite money. Thank you, God, in me. Hallelujah. Glory to the Lamb of God. We bless you, God. We praise you. We thank you, Lord God. Hallelujah, that we are reconditioning our mind this morning. Father, we are reconditioning our mind. We thank you, Lord, that we have the divine power, the ability, and the equipment within to go forth, to be, to do, and to have all the good that we desire. Father, we thank you, Lord God, that we are good health, happiness, love, success, prosperity, and infinite money. Father, we are disciplined. We are debt freedom. We are wisdom, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. We love you. We praise you and we give you glory. In the precious name of Jesus, we pray. Amen and amen.
Well, we want to welcome everyone to the early morning hour of power with us, Pastor and Prophet Michael and Tanya Bryant of Restored Ministries International, where our purpose, our ministry, and our mission is to restore, renew, and refresh you, the sons of God, with the word of God. Now, what you hear this morning is not going to be our opinion, but it's going to be the word, because the Bible says that man doesn't live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God doth man live. And then the word also says that wisdom is the first thing. Therefore, get wisdom, and with all of your getting, get understanding. The key, and this is the heart of this ministry, is that we're not shoving verses of scriptures down your mouth. We're not shoving things down your throat. It's all about teaching you what the word of God says, but giving you the clarity and understanding so that way you can apply it to your life. There can be no restoration. There can be no healing. There can be no manifestation. There can be nothing that is a promise of God without first understanding the word of God. So our mission is to give you understanding so that way you can use what you hear. So we're going to go to the word, amen. We're going to continue on. We've been teaching about this new season that we're in, 5785. And 5785 the Lord said, is our season of multiplied grace, multiplied and abundant grace, multiplied and abundant grace, multiplied and abundant grace. And I believe that one of the mindsets and that the Lord wants us to destroy is the thinking that it's okay to not have enough. The thinking that it's okay that there's lack or there's something that there is a shortage of in your life. And I believe, you know, whether it's spirit, soul, body, you know, financial, God and his word says that he's given us all things richly to enjoy. But the key to that scripture is richly. And as we go to the word now, let's see something here. I'm going to type into my chat here.
And while you're doing that, I have a devotional here that I like to look at, and it's by Reverend Ike and Dr. E. Bernard Jordan, and it's Reverend Ike teach me how to pray 365 days of affirmations. And so I asked what day of the year it is. And so we're on, this is day 308. And so in the devotional, it has a Reverend Ike meditation and then a Master Prophet or Dr. Jordan evening affirmation. So 308, that actually, when we add those numbers, that's 11, right? And this is the 11th month, right? November, right? Mm-hmm. I'll look up also what I have it in my office, but what does the number 11 mean? And so this morning meditation says, if a poor person begins to think rich, he will get rich. If a rich person begins to think poor, he will get poor. If a rich person continues to think rich, he will get richer. And if a poor person continues to think poor, he will get poorer. What Reverend Ike is saying here is that your thoughts matter. Your thoughts matter. And whatever you can envision, whatever you can visualize, even as we are in this new dispensation, right? This multiplied grace and abundance, you first of all have to begin to think within your mind, I am that. Even if it hasn't manifested, I am that. I am that. You've got to recondition your mind. Then Master Prophet says in the evening affirmation, which I'm going to read now, it says, I indulge of thoughts of fulfilled desires. Not that it's going to happen. It's already in. I indulge. In other words, I dive deep into that. I meditate on thoughts of fulfilled desires, the things that you desire. You've got to program your mind. It says, I indulge in thoughts of fulfilled desires, already planning new expressions and new expansions of my true self. Hallelujah, glory to God.
Well, that scripture that I just mentioned, 1 Timothy chapter 6, verse 17, it says that, command those who are rich in this present age not to be haughty, nor to trust in uncertain riches, but in the living God who gives us richly all things to enjoy. And when I type that into my chat, and you know, how does this, you know, he gives us all things richly to enjoy, how does this connect with the season that we're in? And it says, that this verse offers a profound message about God's abundant provision, inviting believers to trust in him rather than in material wealth. But it also encourages a posture of gratitude and trust, aligning well with the prophetic season of 5785. And it says that number one, God's abundance and grace. The number five represents grace, symbolizing God's unmerited favor and generosity. And this verse affirms that God's provision is not just sufficient, but richly abundant, reflecting his grace toward us. And the prophetic meaning is that the 5785 invites believers to recognize that God, in his grace, richly provides for every need. It is a reminder that his blessings are not just given sparingly. Rather, he invites us to enjoy his abundance fully. In this season, God's people are called to embrace his grace and rely on his sufficiency, trusting that he will richly supply what is needed. Number two, contentment and trust in God's provision, trusting beyond material riches, okay? It also reminds us that we're not supposed to place our trust in uncertain riches, but in God himself. And this year calls for a focus on spiritual richness, encouraging a shift from earthly dependencies to trusting fully in God's faithful provision. God's abundance is meant for us to enjoy, and we are invited to steward it wisely, acknowledging that true security and fulfillment comes from his alone. Number four is a season of new beginning and fruitfulness, prophetic declarations and receiving, and stewardship. And I believe that in this time and season that we have to understand that when God is multiplying and increasing and he's given us abundantly, we have to be mindful and good stewards of what he's giving us. He said, Abraham, I'm going to bless you that you would be a blessing. And when we connect that, even as you were saying that the number 11 of the month that we're in November, and the meaning of the number 11 is prosperity, angels, illumination, revelation, and elevated awareness. So this will be a time of that in this season. Amen.
Also, number 11 is considered a master number. So it's associated with intuition, insight, spiritual awareness, and enlightenment. It often represents a call to connect more deeply with one's inner wisdom and higher self, right? So as you connect with the Father. Also, it says that it also means new beginnings and potential. So some see 11 as a fresh symbol, a symbol of fresh starts, of powerful transitions. We are in the 11th month, right? Mm-hmm. Today, when we add, it's 308. Today is, when we add that three in the 0 and 8, that's 11. And so we see that it's a 11 as a symbol of fresh start. This month is a fresh start for you, or powerful transition. This is partly because it consists of two ones, which often represent new opportunities and creation. So this is a month of new opportunities and creations that you can begin to jump off into as you get ready, as you are already in a new season, and as you get ready to enter into what the world calls as a new year.
Amen. So there's a lot that is going on in this season. Go ahead, let's grab your Bibles, and let's go ahead and let's get to this. Amen. We're not going to keep you long. But I just believe that even this morning, we have to connect to the to what God is doing with our lives and going for. Good morning, Missy Peace. Good morning. Amen. We have to
connect. Good morning.
We have to connect. We have to connect. We have to see ourselves in the Word. If you cannot see yourself, if you can't see yourself as Abraham's seed, if you can't see yourself as a son of God, you have to see yourself in the Word so you can not only mentally but subconsciously have a, it will begin to increase in your subconscious and cause an outward manifestation in your life. Amen. So let's go here. 5785. Now, last week we were talking about how we need to get rid of the any connections to condemnation and guilt in this season. Because what God is going to do in your life, the Bible says, old things are passed away, and behold, all things have become new. You know, this is, you know, we're in a new month, okay? It all things have become new. Connected with yourself. When you repent, the Bible says that he's faithful and just to forgive us. So it's time to wipe away the past. Allow God to use his blood to wipe the slate clean, and you begin to walk in the freshness and newness of the season of God in your life, because he says, I'm here. He told Moses, I am come down to deliver. He's here. He's here. He's in your life. Oh my God. The Bible says that where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. We have to understand, we are not servant slaves to the enemy or anything else. We are sons of God, and we walk in the freedom that Jesus died for. Amen. So let's see here. Our scriptures here. 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 2, and Romans chapter 5. 1 Peter says, and I'll go for time's sake, I'll just read verse 2. It says, elect according to the foreknowledge of God, the Father, through sanctification of the Spirit, unto obedience and sprinkling of the blood of Jesus Christ, grace unto you and peace be multiplied. Grace and peace be multiplied. Romans chapter 5. Amen. And for time's sake, I'll just read verse 19 and 20. It says, for as by one man's disobedience, many were made sinners, so by the obedience of one shall many be made righteous. Moreover, the law entered that the offense might abound. But where sin abounded, grace did much more abound. Okay? So, first of all, as we get rid of any connections to the past, anything that we have repented for, and you know, repentance, and I know sometimes repentance gets a bad name of how it's portrayed in media and how it's portrayed in certain mindsets. But when God says, first of all, he says, confess your faults to man, but you confess your sins to God. When you say, Lord, I repent, okay, and you're saying, now listen, the word repentance, all it means is a change of mind that leads to a change of life. When you get into God's presence, just like when you receive salvation, the Bible says that confess, if you would confess with your mouth and believe where? Yes. In your heart that Jesus Christ died and was rose again, that you can be saved. Okay? That's the promise of God. So when you say, and let's do this right here. Just repeat after me. Say, Father.
Father,
your word says,
if I repent,
change my mind to the old person.
From the old person.
To the old man. And I confess.
And believe.
That Jesus Christ. Was born. Died.
Rose again.
Just for me. Then I can be saved. Father.
Wipe away.
Every. Bad thing. Every action
done in this body
that was not pleasing to you.
I repent.
I turn my back
to sin.
And I embrace
the freshness
and newness
of your life
in Jesus' name. Now, according to the word, that's it. Now, from this point on, because of your confession of what you believed in your heart, that allows you to come into the kingdom. Once you come into the kingdom, now the Bible says that you're a son. And the Bible says that when you receive the word, that he gives you the power to become sons of God. And if I'm a son of God, I'm walking in my inheritance and connection to Father Elohim. You got something there?
I'm just thinking about, you know, even as you just did that repentance and cleansing, and so walking into your newness and understanding the awakening that's happening in you. You know, even as we talked about this month is really a really crucial month, right? And so, and each month we really should be saying, okay, Father, what do you have for me this month? What do I need to get in alignment with what you have? And so I was just looking at Jeremiah chapter 29. For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord, plans to prosper you and not harm you, plans to give you hope and a future. And so this scripture is just so powerful. It aligns with just that freshness. God, what are the plans, Lord? And so even for I know the plans. So you need to be inquiring of the Father. God, what is the plan for this month? What is this plan that you have for me? What do I need to do? Lord, I have repented. I have asked
to get, because repentant basically means changing your mind. Lord, I'm changing my mind that I may align with you so that I can walk out the purpose and the will, the destiny of God for my life. And so this month is a month for you to begin to get in alignment. Get in alignment. Get those fresh new ideas. There are some ideas that Father has been giving you guys to walk out in, but you, because you haven't been in alignment, you haven't been able to execute those thoughts. So what are the plans? God has the plans. Now you need to ask God, show me the plans, because he already has it. But you have, and you have to get in alignment so that you can begin to execute those plans.
Now, that's funny that you say that. And this is how we walk in this freshness and newness of life. First of all, we have to understand that one, God has a divine purpose for your life. Okay. Now, Romans chapter 8, verse 28 through 30 says, and we know all things work together for our good.
Yeah.
To them that love God. Ah. Now remember, you repented because you love God. Mm-hmm. See, repentance is an outward expression of what God is doing on the inward part of you. Mm-hmm. Your love, you connected with God's love, and because of that love, you spoke out of your mouth what you believed already in your heart. Whom God, he said, for all things work together for our good, for those who love God, and to them who are now. We've been quoting this scripture wrong. We always say, you know, to them who are called according to the purpose. But it doesn't say just called. He says the called.
That's right.
Come on now. He said, for all things work together for good to them who love God and to them who are the called according to this purpose. Now, when you look at this phrase, the called in the Greek, it's a Greek word, the kletos of God, and it means the invited. Come on now. Invited by God to obtain eternal salvation. Called to some office. Now, here's the last one. Divinely selected and appointed.
Wow.
In other words, it wasn't a random thing. He thought about you by name and connected your name with your divine selected and appointed purpose.
Go ahead.
Then it says, for whom he did foreknow, he also did predestinate to be conformed to the image of his son, that he might be the firstborn of many, what? Brethren. Moreover, whom he did predestinate, them he also called. Whom he called, he justified. Whom he justified, he also glorified. What shall we say then to these things? If God be for us, who can be against us?
And so let me read it in the Amplified. And it says, and we know with great confidence that God, who is deeply concerned about us,
come on,
causes all things to work together as a plan for good for those who love God. We just read about, for I know the plans, right?
Come on now.
As a plan for good for those who love God, to those who are called according to his plan and purpose. 29, for those whom he foreknew and loved, and get this, and chose beforehand.
Come on.
He has also predestined to be conformed to the image of his son and ultimately share in his complete sanctification so that he would be the firstborn, the most beloved and honored among many believers. And those whom he predestined, he also called. And those whom he called, he also justified, declared free of the guilt of sin. Wow. And those whom he justified, he also glorified, raising them to a heavenly dignity.
Come on.
powerful.
Listen, listen. See, this is why we know, even as we read about the month of November, the 11th month, okay, it's a month of prosperity. It's a month of elevated revelation and awareness. All this season, even as what he said, season of multiplied abundant and abundant grace. This is going to be a season that God multiplies, increases, adds, double. See, this is going to be a season of adding and doubling and multiplying in your life, adding and multiplication in your life. And for those of you who was with me last week, you understand that we broke down. I showed you evidence in the word where God has already purposed as our spiritual CPA to make sure that everything is added, multiplied, doubled, increased in your life.
And I just want to say that even as we see, okay, this 5785 is your season of multiplied in abundant grace. However, that just doesn't drop from the sky. You have to begin to do that inner work. You've got to believe. Mm-hmm. When you believe something, you think it to be true. You've got to believe that it is my season of multiplied abundant grace.
Come on.
If you do not believe that, well, guess what? It's not going to come. And so that's where we need to meditate upon, and we need to activate Romans 12:2. Be not conformed to the patterns of this world, but what? Be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind. Your season of multiplied and abundant grace will not come if you are not actively activating and working this scripture in your mind. And it says, and then you will be able to test and prove what the will of God is, his good and pleasing, perfect will. Your season of multiplied and abundant grace comes when you actively do Romans 12:2. Be ye transformed by the renewing, a constant changing and transforming your mind into believing and knowing that this is, it is already, it's not gonna be, it's already my season of multiplied abundant grace. Why? Because I have the divine power, the ability, and the equipment within to go forth, to be, to do, and to have all the good, to have all the God that I desire.
So now, let's go ahead and let's transform these thoughts into a lifestyle of power and abundance, okay? Let's go to Matthew chapter 6, verse 31 to 33. Now, be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind. If you take away something, it has to be replaced with something more powerful.
That's right.
And more indicative to what you need. Now, remember, Paul said, and my God shall supply all. See, he says all. It doesn't matter what you need. He said, my God shall supply. Now, he was connecting this with Moses back in Exodus chapter 3, when Moses asked God, who shall I say sent me? And he said, tell them that the I am that I am has sent you. And my God, okay? In the Greek, that word God is theos, okay? But we're talking about, he wasn't talking about just any entity. He was talking about the I am. Jesus said, and we've been teaching this, chapter 10, verse 10, okay? I am come that you might have life, which connects back to Moses, the I am. When you understand that he is, if you're going to trust in God, you must believe that he is I am. Whatever you need him to be when you need him, okay?
That's right, I am.
Matthew 6, 31 to 33. He says, therefore, take no thought saying. We already read that in 5785 that we have to be careful what we say out of our mouth. We have to start speaking life and stop speaking death over what God is trying to do on your behalf. Remember, Proverbs 18:21. The power of death and life is in the tongue. What you speak is given life because it came out of your mouth. Okay. Matthew 6:31. Therefore, take no thought saying, what shall I eat? What shall I wear? Where should I live? How should I be clothed? For after all these things do Gentiles think or say or seek. So what you have to understand that this is Jesus talking. And he said, anyone who's not connected to my life is a Gentile. Okay. He means he has no relationship. Okay. For your heavenly Father, he notice how he didn't say heavenly God. He said, heavenly Father knows that you have need of all these things. Mm-hmm. And then verse 33. Okay. There's that word all, right? The power of all. But seek ye first the kingdom of God, God's way of doing things, and his righteousness, the relationship. Mm. And all these things shall be what? Added.
Yeah.
So Jesus is making a statement. If you'll seek, chase, and run after the Father,
yeah,
on the path are the things that you need that have already been added, shall be added unto you. Okay? So we are in this season where God is going to add and multiply. And the first thing that God does is
he has already done it. Not going to. He's already done it.
And what God does is he makes the devil return anything and everything that he stole from you when you get the understanding of this scripture. And even with what Prophet Tanya was talking about, when you start talking about your mindset and your thought, when you catch the devil, and when you get the understanding of how the devil got in and how the devil stole from you, at that moment, God has already spoken in this word. He makes the devil give it back. And he just doesn't give it back in any way. Proverbs 6:31 says, "See," and this is why we're giving you the word, okay? Proverbs 6, verse 31. Well, I'll read 30 and 31. Men do not despise the thief if he steals to satisfy his soul when he's hungry. But if he be found, who? The thief. The devil is called the thief. He's the enemy. He's called the prince of darkness. Oh, come on now. If he be found, he shall restore. See, God makes the thief restore first. He shall restore how much? Sevenfold. Now, seven just happens to mean completion and maturity and coming to an end. Sevenfold, and he shall give, check this out, here's the word all the substance of his house. So the first thing that God does is he makes the person, he makes the thing, he makes the situation that stole from you, killed from you, destroyed from you in your life, he makes that return seven times more than what he stole. And when you catch the thief, he also makes the thief give you everything that he has in his possession when you caught him.
Amen.
Okay. Now, that's okay. That's the first part. That's what the God makes the devil do. Okay. But then he comes around and says, once I do that, now I'm going to multiply and add on top of that. And here's what we don't get. And this is the understanding of this principle. When you start getting the mindset of God has given us all things richly to enjoy, okay? He is going to make the enemy pay dearly. And because you went through that, God says, I have to do something on top of that. Isaiah 61. And for time's sake, we're going to use verse 7 and 8, okay? Oh, I didn't type that. Isaiah 61.
It is in there.
Oh, it is? Okay. Verse 7 and 8. Oh, I didn't type it here. And it says, check this out. For your shame. Well, let me go up to verse 6. But you shall be named the priest of our Lord. Men shall call you ministers of our God. You shall eat what? The riches of the Gentiles. Oh my gosh. And in their glory shall you boast yourself. And for your shame, you shall have double. come on now. I'm going to say it again. For your shame, because God had to allow you to go through that learning experience, he says, because I allowed you to go through that, I'm going to make sure that after I make the devil give you back seven times, I'm going to give you double. You shall have double, and for your confusion, they shall rejoice in their portion. Therefore, in their land, here we go, they shall possess the double. Everlasting joy shall be unto them. So let's check this out. He makes the devil return sevenfold, and then he says, I'm going to give you a double on top of that. Because when you understand this season, Joel chapter 2 says, for I will restore unto you all the years that the locust, the caterpillar, the cankerworm, and palmer worm have eaten away. See, this is why this year, this season is so significant. It's because you're going to receive multiplied, added, then multiplied again. He's going to keep doing it again and again because he has to go back and restore all the years, not just the years that it just seemed like hell, high water, and the kitchen sink was getting hit to you. Anywhere in any season, all the way back to Adam, God says, I'm going to restore, because the word restore means to return back to its original state. Come on now. See, and then he says, I have to give it back with interest. Come on now. See, I want you to see how God thinks about you and making sure that you are walking in a life of joy and enjoyment. Richly to what? Enjoy. I've given you these things to richly to enjoy. What do you say about that?
Well, that's powerful. Yeah. He hasn't given us life. Oftentimes, I think we don't understand that we're not just here to exist. But God, the Bible says He delights in the, what is it, the prosperity of His people.
Yeah, He says that God has joy in our prosperity.
What I'm trying to say is God loves when His children are happy and they are walking in just such peace. I mean, think about your own children. You know, there's something about when you hear a child laugh, mm-hmm. a real hearty laugh. There's a peace. You know, any good parent wants their child to succeed. You know, it brings you joy when your child is happy, mm-hmm. right? Mm-hmm. It brings you joy when they're peaceful, when they're just happy. Any good parent. And so that's, where do we get that from? Where do you get that from? God. Mm-hmm. He delights. I mean, it tickles Him. I'm using the word tickle, but it tickles Him to see us happy and whole and living life to the fullness, enjoying life. Mm-hmm. It tickles Him.
Yep.
So we have to begin to shift our mindsets and really transform our mind that God is not this old dude up in heaven, just, you know, like wanting to punish us for everything that we do. That we have the wrong image of Father God. He delights. He delights in our joy. He delights in our peace. He delights in our happiness.
And I think like this. God not only wants to see us succeed, but He wants to brag in the face of the devil, saying, see, you had something that because of your own wrong thinking caused you to be disconnected from this inheritance that you were already in. See, you know, we're basketball season, NBA has already started, so we're in there. And you know what? I've got a lot of respect for LeBron James because he went as a young kid and built an empire using his gift. The Bible said that your gift makes room, okay? And he built an empire, but he said, I'm not going to leave the NBA until I see my son set up. Okay, I'm going to say that again. He got his son to be on the Lakers with him. So that way, when he leaves the NBA, his son's already set up in the NBA.
Called legacy.
Okay. And this is what the father does.
Legacy of basketball.
Okay. He used, okay. He didn't have a father growing up, but he said, I'm as my son's father, I'm going to set him up. If this is his desire, I'm going to set it up that when I make my mark, when I leave, he's just going to walk in my footsteps. See, and this is what the father does. He said,
and probably be greater.
Yeah. And he should. Why? Because he did something. LeBron has broken records. He's done all these things. And listen, wherever his heart is with God, he's doing a godly principle.
That's right.
Okay. Fathers.
Set up. Yeah.
Come on. He, as a father, he's setting up his son. This is what Abraham did. This is why he's called the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. God has always been about legacy. He's always been about lineage. When God created Eden, he planted, the Bible says that he did it with his own hands. He planted the garden with his own hands. And he put Adam in paradise. Oh, come on now. When we understand Father, and right now I just want to stop and just take a second and just say that our hearts and our condolences and our love go out to the Naranjo family that lost their three-month-old child. They're my cousins, and lost their three-month-old child. And you know, listen, Jesus said, look, as much as I love my son and he died, the pain of that is incomprehensible. So we send a word of peace and comfort to the Naranjo family, Ignacia and Joseph, as they are in the healing process from this. So Father, we just send the word. Father, we thank you, Lord God, for the Naranjo family and the grandmother, Barbara Naranjo, and the family and all the brothers and sisters. Father, we just thank you, Lord God.
Thank you.
You don't cause tragedy, but Father, you can send peace and comfort in the midst of tragedy. And Father, we just thank you that you will cover the hurt and heal the hearts in Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you. Thank you, Brother Doug. And now listen, this is what the Father is saying this morning. I've set you up.
Yeah.
I sent my son so that way we could start the restoration process. I am come that you might have life and that you might have it more abundantly. God's already done the hard part. All we have to do is believe and do our part. Mm-hmm. Okay, our part is just executing what he said to do. I mean, how easy is it to pass a test when you already should know the answers? When the teacher is giving you the answer, when the father is giving you the answers to the test. Oh my God. Father, we just thank you. Even as we get ready to sow the seed, amen. Father, you said while the earth remains, seed time and harvest shall not cease. And Father, you started this by saying, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, so that he that believeth on him shall not perish, but shall have everlasting life. He says, beloved, I wish above all things that you may as what? Prosper and be in health, even as your soul prospers. Father, we thank you, Lord God, that your word also says, while the earth remains, seed time and harvest shall not cease. Father, you have already set the stage. You've already prepared the way. You've already said, I am I am the I am. And your son has already said, I am come that you might have life and have it more abundantly. Now, Father, we believe and we receive richly the things that you've given us to enjoy. Mm-hmm. Now, Father, we know that it's connected to how we sow. You said, he that sows sparingly shall reap sparingly, but he that sows bountifully. Father, I don't just believe it's just natural, but I believe it's spiritual. How we sow out of our goodness of the heart is what God sees in our intent. So, amen. Just share with the people how to give.
Amen. To give to our ministry, which is the overarching umbrella, you can sow through PayPal using our handle at Restored, MININTL. You can also take your phone. If you have a smartphone, take your camera app and just click on that picture, and then it'll take you right to our website. The second way that you can sow to Restored Ministries International is through Zelle, using the email restoredmenintl@gmail.com. The third way that you can sow to Restored Ministry is through Cash App, using our handle $RestoredMI. Again, $RestoredMI. You can also go to our website at www.restoredministriesint.org to sow. Remember that the seed may leave your account, leaves your hand, but it will absolutely never, ever leave your life.
Now, the second way that you can also sow into the ministry is what is called the teruma. In the New Testament, it's called the prophet's reward. Ezekiel 44:30 says, "And the first of all, first fruits of all things, and every oblation." That word oblation was a Hebrew word, teruma. It's also considered a heave or a wave offering. Okay. So, and every teruma of all, of every sort of teruma shall be the priest. You shall also give unto the priest the first of your dough, that he may cause or speak the blessing to rest in thine house. And this is the second way to sow. Amen.
And so that teruma, again, it was a divine setup by God. So it was a way that the priest, who did not have land, who did not work conventionally like the people did, they didn't own cattle, they didn't have land.
Right.
So God set it up like, okay, I'm going to make sure my priests are taken care of.
Yes.
So I want the people to sow a portion of their off of their seed that they receive to the peace, to the priest. Mm-hmm. And I'm going to cause the priest, when they begin to speak a blessing, I'm going to bless those individuals. Not only those individuals, but I'm going to bless their household because they're taking care of my priest. It was a divine setup. See, God, even in his giving, gives back.
That's right.
He was like, give. That, and you go back to that scripture, give and it will get given unto you.
Good measure.
Pressed down,
shaking together, and running over.
So it was a strategy. It was a strategy. God says, okay, people do this, so do my priests, and then I'm going to give back to you bountifully. So the ways that you can sow your teruma, our supervising priest here in this ministry is Pastor Michael Bryant. So according to Ezekiel chapter 44, verse 30, so you can sow your teruma, which is equivalent to a 2.5% or more offering, because there was a number of offerings that the people gave, right? They did their tithes, they gave to the poor, they gave to their pilgrimage, they gave to their retirement for storing up for the future. And so the teruma was the first part that they gave, and it was the smallest out of the percentage that the people gave, the 2.5% or more. And so to sow your 2.5% or more of your seed to Pastor Michael, you can do it through PayPal. Use his email, PastorMichaelDBryan@gmail.com. You can also do it through Zelle using his email, Michael@RTProductions.com, or you can sow through Cash App at $ProphetMDBryan. Remember, the seed may leave your account, it may leave your hand, but it never ever leaves your life, and it will come back and be multiplied and
increased as you sow your seed.
Now, listen, we want to thank you for joining in. But Father, we just speak the blessing. Father, you said that the blessing of the Lord makes us rich and should add no sorrow. Father, I speak according to your word. You said, give and it shall be given. Good measure, pressed down, shaken together, and running over. Devil, we declare that all things have worked out for our good, and we refuse to walk in any lack, any insufficiency, any debt, or any poverty. Father, we bind every seed of that mindset. And Father, we walk in the life and life more abundantly. Father, we walk in your restored, your restoration of wealth, spirit, soul, body, and financially. And Father, we declare and decree that this is under our feet in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Listen, mm-hmm. I want to thank you for joining in. Don't miss the daily bread. Don't miss next week's broadcast. But listen, understand, this is your season of multiplied grace and abundance. Be blessed.
Amen. We love you.